Blog Talk Radio.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go now? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm mine again. Lord, I fall so short, you know, you know my end, Lord, from the
evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Our theme normally, our scripture that goes with that for widows is honor widows that are widows indeed. That's 1 Timothy 5:3. And as Donnie McCartan was saying, I need you, Lord, but tonight I need you, callers. I need your help. And I saw you saw that I text you today that the title of the session is Help Me Help You. And we're still doing the grief session. But like, just like I say, different things are going to be a little bit different than what I did last year because I really feel at this point, all of the scheduled topics that I have that I was going to talk about, I'm going to still talk about some of those. And also wanted to just know that I referenced these studies from four books by Kenneth Paul. And our main topic is preparing for the storm, the holiday. But all of these topics that I was going to discuss, I really feel that I need, right now, I need your help tonight. I feel that I need to address your personal needs and challenges. Putting these topics really and truly, we all are and have gone through some things through the last couple of years during the pandemic and everything, and also we have had losses in between all of that as well. And we are dealing with personal challenges. We're dealing with things that we need to fix and talk about, not just the topics I'm going to be talking about. Tonight, I need you to help me to help you in the way that you need to be helped. And I don't think just talking about these topics is going to help us. So I would like some anyone to be transparent with me tonight. I am not going to put you on the spot. I'm going to open up the lines tonight, but I'm not going to pull any names. I'm just going to see if anybody wants to share. Just think about it. I need your help so you can help me to be a better spokesperson and to embrace you with what you need to hear and some of the things that you're experiencing. And just know that no one knows your name. No one knows what you look like. Nothing. All they will hear is your voice. So I'm not going to put anyone on the spot by calling a number. I'm just hoping that you can help me. Think about what you, and I have some questions here. And the question, I want you to think of these questions and see how you would answer them. Because I need your help to be able to teach this grief session the best way to help you. I have some scriptures I'm going to go to in just a moment. But these are some of the questions that I want to go over. I want you to think about. Last week, we had Vanessa to give us a very personal testimony about her and her husband. You know, her husband transitioned about 11 months ago. It hasn't been even a year yet. I think almost 11 months. And she was very transparent. And she talked about the fear unknown. The fear of unknown. It's more or less, she fears what is in front of her. If so many things have happened in these last 11 months, she has a fear of what can happen in front of her. The fear of the unknown. Now, what is your fear going into these holidays? Thanksgiving, Christmas. How are you feeling at this time as you are approaching the holidays? Are you entering into a depressed state of mind because you don't want to face and think about the things that your loved one and you shared with you and your family, or just with you individually? Are you beginning to feel a little depressed because it's almost here? Thanksgiving is next week. And a few more weeks later, it's going to be Christmas. So I hope this works because the last time I tried, it didn't work so well. So I am going to do this. Hold one second. Like I said, I'm not going to call on the one person, but You all gonna talk to at one time. That's what I want you to really share with me tonight. Help me out. Help me to help you. Hold one second. I'm opening up the line so if you have background noise, just knowing that we will hear it. So So if you will keep the background noise to be quiet as much as possible so it won't interfere in our conversation. Okay, here I am going down the list. Okay. Anyone, can you help me help you tonight through this journey, through the storm? Because I am sure in the last few weeks, approaching Thanksgiving, you've had thoughts. You have had thoughts about what happened before your loved one passed away. You have thoughts how you're going to spend this Thanksgiving and who you're going to spend this Thanksgiving with. And it's so important that you do not spend it alone. Spend it with friends and family. Get out. If you don't even have to, for some reason, if you don't want to stay in the midst of all those people all at once, you can stay for a little while and go home. You're not obligated to stay there the whole time. But it's important that you be around people so you won't get in that distress stage. So I need your help. Who's going to help me out tonight? Who's going to answer some of those questions I just asked you? The line is open, so you can start speaking. Just like Donnie McCartan said, I need your help. I need your help, Lord. I need your help, caller. Come on, help me out. What are you feeling? What is your fear? I know y'all have talked on Zoom calls before. Y'all talked on and church different things at the church. Come on, we are a group of widows and others who have lost a special loved one. We are here walking this journey together, and I need your help. Help me to help you with your feelings so we can talk about those feelings.
Okay, I'm having, like I'm reliving last year about this time is when my husband became ill, and it's approaching our anniversary this weekend. So each day I'm reliving the pre-illness. It's like I'm reliving last year, and it's making me depressed.
Reliving last year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And which is natural. Reliving last year. Okay. Now, can I ask you a couple of questions?
Yes.
When you, you experienced a Thanksgiving last year.
Yes, I experienced it. He was in the hospital, and the day before Thanksgiving, he called me and told me that I'm going to have them put me on a respirator. So.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
So you're reliving all those experiences that you went through during Thanksgiving. So he was in the hospital during the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yes, he went in on the 22nd of November. And did not come out. He died on the 4th of January, but it's just that I keep reliving, like started this past weekend, because this past weekend about this time last year was his last weekend here, and then today was when he started getting sick on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. So it's like it's like I'm reliving those dates, like those moments, my husband.
Right. And I understand because it's so new. I mean, you're
yes.
Because it just happened this same time last year. So you're rehashing all those feelings and the things that
yes.
went on.
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Do you want to say anything else?
No, give someone else a chance to talk.
Okay. Yes, but I want to talk to you first. Are
okay.
you planning on spending some time with your loved one? And other
yes.
other loved ones? You are.
Yes, I've already been told that I'm not to spend the holiday by myself. I'm going to my anniversary is this weekend, so one of my friends is taking me out, and then I got company coming in to see me, and then I'm going to spend Thanksgiving with my brother and my best friend. And
wonderful.
So,
and I'm so glad that you have friends and family who are reaching out to you to help you through the storm. Because it takes a village.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it by yourself. And I'm so glad that you allow them and accept their invitation to be with them. And it's great to have loved ones that care about you, friends that care about you, to know that, you know, you can't deal with this by yourself. I mean, it's so new. It's still so new. It hasn't even been a year yet. So I encourage you to do exactly what you have planned to do. It's not going to be easy, but you got friends and family who's holding your hand and making sure that you get through this, not alone. So I can't tell you how to feel. I can't tell you what you're going to feel. I can't tell you that I can make you feel any better tonight. But one thing I can say to you, it's wonderful that you have friends and family who are wanting to walk this walk with you. And let them hug you, love on you, because you need that. So don't walk this walk alone. Don't feel that you can't share or open up or enjoy life. Even during the Thanksgiving, if you start laughing at jokes or whatever, it's okay. Don't feel that, oh, I shouldn't be having this much fun.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been a year yet. Don't get on that guilt trip. Enjoy yourself as much as you can. Of course you're going to have moments. You're going to have those moments and thoughts while even when you're with your friends and family. But don't think that you can't laugh and enjoy yourself. And even during this time, if you feel like crying, if something happens during this time, you feel like just tearing up, let it go. Let it flow. They'll understand. All they're going to do is hold your hands and hug and kiss you, and just knowing that they're for you. So don't feel if you feel like you want to just fall apart and just stop crying. It's okay. Release it. It's best to release it than holding it in. So that's all I have that I can say. Just embrace that, the love that you're going to be getting this next week.
Okay.
Anyone else want to share or even give her some advice or comfort? Or someone else on the line wants to talk about how they're feeling? Come on, ladies. I know you're not that afraid to speak.
Ms. Hollis?
Yes.
One piece of advice that, like her, my husband transitioned on January the 4th, 3 years ago.
Okay.
And the advice that the physician basically told me was not, I'm medical, I'm a nurse. So her point was to me, is not relive the clinical aspects. Don't relive his transition. Release it. Let it go. Because all it does is bring you back to that event. I know it's fresh,
mm-hmm.
but her point was move forward. My husband and I, we had planned our first cruise for April of that year in 2018. And I remember telling the physician, I'm like, oh, my goodness. I said, we were planning on going on a trip, a cruise, and I need to go ahead and cancel that. And her point was, no, do not cancel it. Proceed on the cruise, but enjoy yourself as much as you can, but remember the good times. So her point was, for me, is not relive the clinical. Do not go over your in your mind as to his transition, how he felt or didn't feel, what you said. Her point was move beyond that. And that has helped. The other thing that helps is having a village. I'm military, so I had a number of military friends, church members, families, my siblings, they all surrounded me and kept me focused on what I needed to accomplish and even helped me accomplish those different tasks. My daughters were really great in helping me to do that. So what I'm saying to the sister is it is hard. I continued to work that year after he passed, took 30 days off, a month off, and that sort of helped me get my head together. I was in management, so I had staff I had to deal with. But they also surrounded me and understood that I had gone through a major event.
Mm-hmm.
But I still had to move forward and keep my feet moving in front. But then I thought about, I said, I cannot allow myself to get into this depressed state. So I tell folks, when those feelings come, you get overwhelmed, acknowledge them, take the moment to acknowledge that feeling, and then try to then move beyond that feeling. And in these 3 years, that has really helped me. The other thing is continue to tell your story to friends, family who help support you, because they will let you know. They'll listen. They will hold your hand through that moment. They'll laugh with you. They will cry with you. But then once it's over with, like Sister Hollis said, you release it. Let it go, because it does not help to keep those moments in and get sick yourself. The last thing I want to say is that at some point within the last 6 months, I recognized that I needed to get help. So I sought the help of a psychologist. And basically, I needed to find out, because there were triggers that kept coming up that I couldn't get beyond that. And so it's okay to seek professional help.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, because you don't want to be in a depressed state, because, again, you don't accomplish anything being depressed. And in my case, there were environmental events and things, of course, that was on TV, and that was one of the things the psychologist basically told me. Stop watching the local news, because what it's doing is triggering things that happened with the passing of your husband. And then with me being in the military, there were triggers that was also bringing on that depression, and I didn't realize it until I was talking through with what it was that was making me depressed. So seek professional help. That's all I have.
And you know one thing? I am so happy to hear you. The things that you said, you are all correct. I am also taking some pictures of telephone numbers. I just also want to, give me a second. Let me finish taking pictures. I just want to see who have called in tonight. Numbers, I do remember some of the numbers, but hold 1 second. But I want to definitely piggyback on what you just said. You said so many great, made so many great comments and encouraging our first caller. Yes. there are something moving forward. Now, you said everything that you that was correct as far as trying not to rehash it. It's going to be very difficult for her not to. It's great advice. She's going to have those thoughts. But, yeah, it is important for her to go forward. But because it's so new, I know she's going to relive it. I'm just hoping that next year she'll be so strong that she's not going to relive it a third time. And you are right, what your physician said. The other thing is you said about the trip. I experienced that when I lost my husband. We had planned on having a going on a trip with the two kids and the whole, you know, the four of us on a cruise. And what I did was I didn't go on the cruise that same year he passed, but I went the next year. And I had my sister to go with me to help me with the children. So I agree with what you said about the trip. Take that, whatever plans that that you and your loved one had, try to still do that, you know, go on those trips or whatever you had planned to do. But I did it the next year, and I guess I had my sister to go with me because I had two small children. So, and we had a great time. We had a great time and enjoy ourselves. So it is not always easy to go forward. But is the best thing is to keep moving forward, not to keep going backwards. But memories will knock you back because that's how the two of you were. You were close, and those memories, you have great memories, and you're going to keep feeling being brought back into those thoughts. But I would say think on it and think about those things that you have experienced if you feel like it, but don't stay there. Keep going forward and try. And the most important thing is God. Having God in your life and believing that he will get you through each one of these journeys that you will take. I have a couple of scriptures. If you don't have a few more minutes, I am going to go over a little bit more time instead of playing the music. I want to keep talking because if there's anyone that want to share something, I am going to read a couple of scriptures, what God promises us that he would do. So even though that you're experiencing, just knowing that God is right there, just like your sister, the first caller, your friend, your sister, and all of those people who know that you need that help in getting through those storms, that's what God is putting those people in place for you. He is connecting the dots together and making sure that you're all right. So that sign of love. But let me read the scripture first, and then if anyone else has any, I'm going to not play the music and we can talk a little bit more because this is really good. This is really good. In Psalms 34, the 19th verse, the 18th verse, the 19th verse, and also the 22. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. Yes, you're going to be crushed in spirit because it's so much it's so much to be able to go forward because there's so many wonderful, beautiful. I know the first call is not as so beautiful because he passed away during the holiday, but he was sick and he doesn't have to suffer anymore. I'm not going to make that comment that he's in the best place or God doesn't make any mistakes. No, those are the things that I would not say. But I will say he doesn't suffer. He will not suffer anymore because he's with the Almighty God. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. Number 19, the righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. And that's what he does. He protects all the bones. Not one of them will be broken. He's right there by your side, making sure that you're going to get through the storm. And 22 says, the Lord will rescue his servant. No one will take, no one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. If you believe in God, he's your refuge. He will get you through. Each month, each year, it's going to get better and better. So thank you so much for the two callers that have was very transparent in your feelings. And the second caller, you gave a lot of great advice and encouragement to that first caller. Anyone else want to share any, make any more, any other comment? Oh, let me see what time it is. It's 10:31. So I will end this. I will be on the air again next Tuesday. I know it's Thanksgiving week and you're preparing dinner and stuff, different dishes and stuff for the family, whatever. I am still going to be on the air next Tuesday night. I don't know what the Lord has for me to do. Meditating on what I needed to say. He wanted me not to talk about that book, to get topics on that book. He wanted you to come out and speak, because just knowing that these two callers are encouraging you, and also I hope that you will pray for them to help them to get through the holidays. Ask for strength and guidance in getting through each and every day during this time. It is so difficult during these holidays because it's two special holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas, that we gather together. We love on each other. We give each other gifts. All of those thoughts will be there again. And I know there's some of you that did lose yours. There's others on the line. I know that your anniversary, the transition of your loved one, is this month. But just keep walking. Keep walking forward. Enjoy the memories, but don't let it weigh you down. Because God is right there embracing you, holding, just like, Donnie McClurkin. It was another song that I was going to play later, but I'm not going to play it now. Just knowing that God is right there by our side. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He put all of the dots and the pieces together to help you through this. And just knowing that, I know that your loved ones are looking down and also praying that you will get through this, because they don't want you to cry. They don't want you to worry. They don't want you to be sad. And I know it's not that easy. But just knowing that God is on our side, and he, just like he said, he will be close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. He's right there by your side. And the next chapter, Widow's Ministry, is also praying for your strength, your guidance, your protection, and all of the things that you need to get through the storm, the holidays. And that is it for tonight. Be blessed. Be strong in his word. Be strong in his word. Stand on his promises, because he'll be right there on you, by your side. So have a great evening and a great week, and we'll I'm tuning again next week at the same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Good night.